This is Louis Navalier. It is Friday, May 6th. Well, obviously the stock markets decide to break down and make new lows. So the key right now is for the selling pressure to dissipate, and you will see a reversal. But it may be difficult to have a reversal right now because first, it's a Friday, and traders do like to clean out the inventory on Fridays. Second, there's some anxiety over Russia and their May Day on May 9th, okay? Even though the war in Ukraine's going very well for Ukraine, there's just a fear that Russia might do something drastic. So you see gold prices are up, oil prices are up, largely due to the fact that EU wants to break away from Russian oil within 6 months and refined product by the end of the year. There's a couple of the EU countries trying to get extensions, like Hungary and Slovakia. But the main thing is that's the main uncertainty out there. So if you did buy energy stocks, if you did buy fertilizer stocks, if you did buy food stocks, if you have shipping stocks, okay, you are actually doing okay today, all right? We've had a lot of good earnings come out, okay? It's shoring up a lot of stocks. And I just checked one of our letters, and our relative strength last week was amazing. We were more than 4% ahead of the S&P. So I feel pretty good where we're at. I was also checking a lot of our dividend growth stocks. They're doing amazingly well, especially the energy ones. So there is an oasis out there. There is a silver lining for you folks to follow. Now, as far as economic news, we still are getting great economic news. Like today, we got the payroll report. I guess the confusing thing is, why did the Commerce Department forecast negative GDP growth in the first quarter? And the only evidence we've seen this week is that productivity plunged 7.5% because a lot of workers are on the move. And when workers are moving around or not working as much as they normally do, it hurts productivity. That's one issue, okay? And supply chain disruptions could have impacted that as well. Hard to be productive if you can't do what you're supposed to do because of a disruption. The other factor is the trade deficit. You know, our exports went up more than 10%. And, the imports went up more than 10% in March. Exports went up over 5%. So as that trade deficit gets bigger, it just hurts the U.S. GDP growth. But it looks like we're not going to slip into recession. The Atlanta Fed's got us at 2.2% estimated growth this quarter. Some economists are as high as 4%. The Atlanta Fed is right kind of in the middle of everything. So I feel pretty good here, folks. I mean, I know when I say that, it annoys a lot of people, but it mostly annoys the people that are just in tech, and more tech. And I do want to stress the tech we own is fine. They're mostly semis, and they have very good forecasts of sales and earnings. So I'm not worried about my tech at all. The valuations are ridiculous now. We are, markets are priced for Armageddon. We are now under 15 times earnings because earnings have come out and shoved our P ratios down. And we are hovering at 4 times forecasted earnings. And, you know, a lot of that's the dividend stocks, the commodity-related stocks. You know, when you have dividend yields pushing 4% and you have forecast P ratios pushing 4 times, these are ridiculous valuations. So a lot of smart money's coming in the market. But the markets, you know, run on algorithms. They can be illiquid from time to time. And for those of us that have all the good earnings, we just have to be patient and let the earnings come out and shore things up. So I'm encouraged by the relative strength in our stocks. I'm encouraged that there is a silver lining critical path for us to follow. The other comment I'd have is interest rates obviously did spike quite a bit today and yesterday as well. So that is freaking some people out. But it doesn't hurt our stocks. I don't own banks and financials and things that would be hurt by a rise in interest rates. That hurts, just so you know, it hurts insurance companies, it hurts financials, and you just don't see those in my portfolio. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. I just want to update you. Sorry for all the noise outside in Miami. It's kind of planes are flying ahead. But I'll update these podcasts during fast market conditions. And bottom line is, you know, our best defense is strong offense. So hang in there, folks. I know a lot of you have been a little stressed lately. Take care, everybody. So you have a later.